With Karen Paulette, the Director of Veteran Services here in Marshfield, and Lisa Potts, the Assistant Director. So nice to have you in here. Happy New Year, ladies.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, you know, we've got an unusual situation in Marshfield in that we have the Veterans Agent and the Assistant Veterans Agent, both women, you know.
Yay.
Women power, that's great.
Go girls.
And you do, that's right, and you do a terrific job. And we've had you in here before talking about some of the things that go on during the year. Would you have just a couple of minutes? Let's do a quick recap of some of the exciting things that happened with Veterans Services here in Marshfield during the year. I would like to start with the opening of the beautiful Veterans Home right there on Route 139. What a terrific job they did on that building.
They did. That house is absolutely gorgeous, and we cannot wait for our veterans to move in, hopefully in the next week or two.
That's terrific. And what, it's eight, is it eight separate units?
Yes, it's eight separate units, and we like to just let people know it's just an apartment complex on the inside. So there is a common area, but everybody has their own little apartment. You don't walk in. It's not a shelter. There's not someone in charge there all the time or anything like that. But it's beautiful inside as it is out.
That's terrific. And, you know, it's interesting. The last time we talked, and it still surprises me just for people who are listening, that you don't have a magical list in the veterans office. You don't happen to know, okay, this person served. I'm going to call them and reach out to them. It's up for the veterans, spouses, or people that know a veteran to contact your office.
Absolutely. And thankfully, and we are very appreciative that you have us in here, because the last time we were here, Lisa had mentioned that it's a self-reporting system. If you know of a veteran that needs help or could use some benefits, or if you have a family or a friend that hasn't identified as a veteran, have them give us a call, because a lot of times there are benefits sitting there waiting for them and they just don't know it.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, mm-hmm. You know, I think some people get confused too, because we've actually gotten calls where people say, well, I was in the military, but I didn't see combat.
Correct.
Am I really a veteran? Of course you're a veteran. And do people need to hear that?
Yes, they absolutely do.
They do need to hear that.
And what other questions do you get when people call and say, well, I'm not really sure if I'm eligible? What are they asking you?
So, well, they'll ask us basically what benefits have they earned.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through the gamut with them. You know, it's one of those things where there's no cookie cutter answer. Each person is eligible for different benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really sit down and go through what they've done, where they've been, when they served, like you mentioned, combat, wartime, and really kind of peel back the onion and look and see, you know, the story behind their service.
Do they come by the veterans office? Do they make a phone call? How can they contact you?
The best way to call us, because we're in and out, whether we're running to appointments or whether we have somebody in distress or just visiting, or, you know, an elderly widow, we may not always be right there at the desk. So the best way to
What's your number?
834-5576.
5576. Now, it was interesting, too. It's not just the veteran who served, whether that's a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that surround that veteran.
Correct.
A lot of times the spouse, or could be a surviving spouse or a spouse that's still alive. You do some informal types of things. What are these Marshfield poppies, Karen? Not just the little
poppies. So what we have noticed over the past couple of years is that, you know, most of the veterans that come in, I will say, are male, and a lot of them are older and have passed away, leaving the spouse behind. And a lot of times, you know, the spouse doesn't have close family and friends. So we kind of got these ladies together and gave them a cute name to, you know, the poppy. It has so much symbolic meaning in the mm-hmm. term of, you know, a veteran and Vietnam and things like that. But it's just a chance for these ladies to come to meet each other, share stories, have coffee, chit chat, laugh, show pictures, and also learn about benefits, teach others the ways to get the benefits that they deserve as well, because the spouses are often overlooked. And as someone who's been a veteran who deployed and also a spouse who was left behind, it is really hard to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that getting these ladies together gives them a sense of their own camaraderie, their own passion, their own verification of their service to their country in support of these veterans.
That's right. And so to join that, they can just show up, or should they call you
for that? There is nothing official about it. It's just a nice group of ladies.
When do they meet?
And they meet every Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Elks in Marshfield. on Ocean Street.
Tell me about a recent mystery trip they took. I heard there was a mystery trip involved, and there may have been some like magical pixies or elves involved or something like that.
We did a magical mystery tour with them 3 weeks ago, right before Christmas. We took them to, they met us at Town Hall, and the Council on Aging was very kind to lend us their van.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we took them to the Enchanted Village. At Jordan's Furniture.
That is absolutely...
It was wonderful. And when we walked in, actually, the women who were running the Enchanted Village that day announced that they were spouses of veterans, and everybody in line stood and clapped. Everybody... Yeah, it was awesome.
That's wonderful.
It was fantastic.
I'll tell you what, I do remember another item during the course of this year that I thought was wonderful was when you recognized a woman veteran. I think that was... Was it Josephine?
Josephine Desmond. Jojo.
And yes. I think she was 100 years old?
Yes, she was.
That was her 100th birthday.
We got a very nice email recently from one of her relatives who let us know that she had passed away and how nice they remembered that and what she thought of that. Everybody wants to be paid attention to.
Sure.
And everybody likes to be acknowledged, and it's great that you search these people out and, you know, maybe something a little extra and thank you for your service.
And again, team effort, because we don't know everybody in town unless somebody raises a hand, gives us a call, sends us an email, a Facebook message, something to say, hey, I got a veteran living here, or I have a veteran turning 100. Although we were working with Josephine on a couple other things already, but, you know, the police department got involved and they organized that whole, you know, thing with
parade.
The fire and our fire chief, our police chief. So everything we do is really a group effort because we're only a party of two. And we are a party, but we're only a party of two. So we invite others to join and help us along and do what we do and do it well.
That was a wonderful moment. Now, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, on the Hollywood side here, because we always think of Marshfield and Hollywood together. Just kidding. Betty White passed away. I didn't know that she had a tie to the military. She's being remembered fondly, too, as someone who also supported the armed services. Karen?
Right. And I actually did not know that either. A good friend of mine had sent me that post that I put up on our Facebook page, and I was... surprised but not shocked because of who she was and what she represented, I think, to so many people. She just brought joy throughout the years at every age, and still, you know, someone who's 99, when they pass away, you really shouldn't feel surprised, but you do, because she wasn't really 99 in our hearts. Yeah. She was still that young, vibrant, hysterical lady.
Right.
Isn't that great? Who wouldn't want to be like that and then pass away in your sleep? That's terrific. Lisa, the number again for Marshfield Veteran Services.
Yes, 781-834-5576.
Anything else you want to mention about the year or services that people should know about?
I just wanted to touch base back on Josephine. She did not want us do that. So that just goes to show you, you know, there are spouses, I know there are spouses, widows, even, you know, still living, that definitely need our help out there. So if you know your neighbor, if you know there's someone who needs some help, please reach out to us, because there's people out there that just don't know that we even exist or what we do.
Yep.
So
Josephine,
you need to get us in touch.
She did not feel that she deserved all that, but I will tell you what, when we went up there and gave her flowers, she said, I didn't want this.
But I'm so glad
that we did it.
Well, sure. And again, I've mentioned this so many times who are regular listeners. Yeah. That generation, they never asked for help. Those were the kids that came, you know, the World War II, the Depression. Mm-hmm. They did it on their own. They're just so hesitant to ask for help or assistance or even attention.
I think it's great. They're taking it away from somebody else. Mm-hmm. Let me tell every veteran out there, you are not taking anything away from anybody. The VA is there to give you the benefits that you deserve, that you have earned. That's why they're there. Come and get them.
That's a great note to end on. Again, that's Karen Pollitt. She's the Marshfield Veterans Agent, and Lisa Potts, the Assistant Marshfield Veterans Agent.
Thank you, Christine.
Great. Happy New Year, and of course, we'll have you on again.
Happy New Year, too.
And we can't wait to see when all the vets move into that beautiful home they've renovated right here on 139. Thanks so much. I'm Christine James.